Welcome to the John Limbaugh Show, live from La Costa Mexican Restaurant. Now welcome the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network's Blake Bagley.
Tina, here at La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Blake Bagley alongside Jacob Bassett, and of course, the man who the show's named after, Coach John Limbaugh. Coach, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Blake. How about yourself?
Man, I'm doing good. You know, I could be doing a little bit better. You know, anytime you open up your feed on social media and you see where, you know, somebody's been shot, you know, it's always just tragic, and yeah. Thoughts and prayers go out to Charlie Kirk and his family, man. And, you know, no matter what end of the political spectrum you're on, A, that's wrong, but B, you can really see he cared, you know, yeah. About trying to help people and you know, preach what way that he saw right in his eyes, and just all around seemed like a good guy. I mean, obviously I've never met him, but just so sad to see, man, with a family. So thoughts and prayers go all out to them. And
totally agree with that. You know, he stood up for what was right, and we looked through history, a lot of men that stood up for what was right, this happened to them. But I think his voice will be heard louder now than ever before.
Yep, that it will. But on a more positive note, Coach, the first quarter Friday night, I mean, we came out firing on all cylinders, Coach. And, you know, I told Jacob during the broadcast, I said, no matter the way that the rest of this game goes, I said, they've proven tonight that, A, they're not scared to play anybody. They're not backing down from anybody. They can play anywhere, anytime against anyone. I mean, you end the first quarter holding just a monster in the backfield, an offense to hardly any yardage. It's 21-0. And, Coach, I mean, what would be your analysis of the first quarter? I mean, it was just awesome.
Well, our kids looked at it as an opportunity, and we even said it all week long. We were playing opportunity, not wildly. Because you play the defending state champions, and they played like it, and they're a really good football team, to say the least.
Yes,
I honestly, I believe they'd win in, you know, 1A, 2A, and 3A.
Yeah,
I believe
yeah,
they'd
agree.
Win it. Now, there's some 4A and 5A teams they would beat, not all of them. 1 through 3A, I think they win the state. They're that legit. They're that good. It was like, you know, our first quarter went – better than the game plan, you know. We wanted to throw the ball against them, and we want to throw some short passes against them and get some momentum going, and it happened in a great way for us, you know. And you can't draw it up any better than when they take their first drive, they snap it over their, you know, guy's head, and our guys go back here and get on it. And then the third, you know, we got a kid that just rocks their world. We, you know, Nick did a great job, mm-hmm. Pooch kicking it up there, and they don't call fair catch, and we you know, Braden Deluxe goes down there and really makes a great hit, and they cough up the ball, and we get it and score again. And you know, our quarterback was doing a great job, and receivers, they were just playing lights out. Everybody, and then the offensive line, wow, we had time to throw the thing, and they were just doing a great job. And like I've told a couple other people, but then they got the ball.
Yep.
And then they
yep.
established an offense against us, and it was about all she wrote. It was kind of like a Pearl Harbor experience, you know. We caught them by surprise,
and then
the Hiroshima happens, you know. It's like, wow. You
know. Yeah, a good historical analogy to reference there, Coach. Yeah, I know it was first quarter greatness. Like second quarter on, we burned the tape. You know, it was. I told Jacob, I said, all right, we was up 21, then they scored like immediately. I said, Jacob, we can win this game. I said, we just got to score every time we get the ball. I was like, if we can do that, we can win the game. I mean, I think, honestly, the key to beating that team is you just got to – you're not going to stop them.
Right.
I really do think the key, and we did it in the first quarter, scoring every drive. If you can score on, like, all but one or two of your drives in the game, because you're not – I mean, nobody's stopping right. them, not in 1A ball. I mean,
that was the that was the most points a 1A team's put on them in 2 years. But I don't believe in more victories. I really don't. I did tell our kids that they messed up because they've shown us what they can do that first quarter. And so we know what they are capable of. We know what our team can do. We got a great bunch of kids, two of them right here beside me. I love every one of our kids, and every one of them brings something to the table, and they all contribute in their own way. And I'm just so thankful to be able to coach them. But it was a lot of fun. And we did shock a lot of people that first quarter, but you got to do it for three more quarters. You got to do it for a full game.
That's right. That's right, Coach. And, Nick, when you kicked those balls out of bounds to the same exact spot each time, almost ringing the trash can, was that intentional?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. I figured it was. I mean, when you kicked them to the same place both times, I was like, yeah, that was intentional.
Well, we wouldn't let him run it back.
No, 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 you couldn't. I mean, I agree with you there.
Six was dying to get the ball in his hands. I'm excited to watch him now. Very excited to watch him at Auburn.
Yeah, I wanted him to not do – I didn't want him to do jack squat the other night. I hope we had him on the ground the whole time. But now I'm like, all right, we know he needs to stay healthy. That way he can get on over there to Auburn. And
man, if anybody wants to know what a D1 player looks like, that's what he looks like. That's,
yeah, playing in 1A.
Yeah, that's legit, yep. D1 SEC talent. And that's what they look like.
Well, it's like that kid from Elba last year. I had a chance to watch him play Maplesville in the semifinals last year. He looked like an SEC player, but not only is Wilkes number six going to Auburn, I asked somebody had Lynch signed number 34, and they said that he's probably following to Auburn too. So there's two D1 caliber athletes right there.
No, they got a team full of them. But you know one thing about it, their coach told their players after the game, I got the video, but one of their coaches told their players, said, you know, somebody finally hit you in the mouth, but you responded. But his words were somebody finally hit you in the mouth. But it just shows what our team can do when their mind is set towards that goal. What they can really do. So we had some great play on a lot of our players, you know, and I'm very thankful for these two. I mean, you know, Everett's been putting it lights out. I mean, he's putting that thing down the field and giving us what we need, and I really am appreciative of him. That's why I brought our kickers tonight, is they don't get lifted up enough, and they do a great job for us field position-wise. They do a lot of great things, and we're just waiting on that moment that, you know, Nick's going to win a ball game for us.
Well, and he had the ball game won against Childersburg, and somebody came out there and messed around and got a chop block.
this happened. That's right.
That happened. So, really, he's got two makes on the year.
That's right.
And if you take that 3 points in the Billingsville game, that's what won the game.
Absolutely.
And shout-out to Everett, too, because the game against Childersburg, I wanted to give him the MVP. I mean, he was pinning them deep time and time and time again, and
absolutely.
Billingsley too. But, I mean, special teams, especially in 1A ball, we haven't played a team with a kicker yet.
Mm.
So when you have a kicker in 1A ball, which you've had a kicker now for, what, 6 years?
Yeah.
6 years in a row. I mean, that makes a huge, huge difference.
I'm used to it. You know, I'm very used to it. Now these guys are seniors. Here we go.
you got to find the next man up.
Next man up, that's right.
Well, you know, outside of these two, who else kind of stuck out to you Friday night? Maybe we didn't get a chance to call.
Well, I mean, the ones that stood out to me probably stood out to you, too. But I thought Preston Duke played out the gate. He played a superb ball game. I mean, he's able to make things happen when things aren't there, but he's able to deliver the ball to the call as well. You know, what we bring out in a play, he's able to execute that as well. And things break down, he can make something happen. That's why he's so much fun to watch. But, you know, I thought Carter Goins did a nice job as well when he got back there at quarterback. What about the catch Britton Cantrell had?
Oh, yeah.
And then what about that catch? You know, and I thought Brendan Martin did some nice things. I could go on and on and pick player after player after player. You know, Jet Liner, he comes up out of the blue, you know, and I told Jet, I said, hey, you just earned more playing time.
Yeah, it's hard to recognize Jet now with that haircut, though.
Yeah, I know. He ain't got a big old, just look like a mop bucket on his head. You know, I like the look on him.
He's a great, energetic player. Really brings a lot of energy to his position. I'm very thankful to have him. But, hey, you know, we look over and over at players. Eli Burns, you know, we just can name player to player to player. It's doing a great job. There's a lot of guys I could have brought with me tonight. And I just looked over, and I actually saw Nick sitting there where he always does, getting ready for practice. Nick, get on in here, you know. And because I said, I'm carrying the kickers tonight, you know, because y'all asked me who am I going to bring. I'm, you know, thinking about who am I going to carry. But these two deserve to be lifted up. They're great, great young men. But they do a great job for us on the field. Very appreciative. Kicking is not easy, you know.
No. I've always said that, man. People are always like, oh, you have one job. You've been sitting on the sideline, rusty. And they're like, ah, yeah, go keep this extra point. Yeah, do this. And it's like, all right, we have played bad as an offense all game. Not y'all, I'm saying. We've played bad as an offense all game. The score is 16-17. We need you to run out here on
the
field.
That was a great score, by the way.
Yeah, so like, we need you to run out on the field with no time left Don't get warmed up. But you need to stand right here, go and kick it through the uprights. And I know the wind's blowing at like 10 miles an hour, but you just got to go through. And I know we're at the 30-yard line. And then if you make it, it's like, oh, well, that's what you're supposed to do. But by God, if you miss it, you're getting cut from the team. You're getting death threats.
You know,
I mean, it's...
You must have been watching the Iowa State game.
Yes, that was a good game.
Same guy 2 years in a row, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but kickers are asked to do last-minute, you know, things. And let's get in here. We got to punt them and pin them deep here. We got to pin them deep here.
Exactly.
There's, you know, 3 seconds left on the clock. The coach is running it down. And think about what we do as coaches to these guys. We run that clock. We run it down. We might run it over into the middle of the field, whatever. And then we set up this 35-yard kickoff. There it is, kid. There, let's go get this now. So you're putting all the weight on their shoulders, but
and then
I got
you
here that can handle it.
Yeah, and then you got as a punter, it's like, I know we lost 10 yards on the touch pack. We're at the 15. We really need you to pin them back at the 25. But not only that, we need you to catch the ball, even if the snap's not real good, and make sure the kick don't get blocked. But we also need you to take a little bit of time kicking it so it goes further.
That's right.
It's hard. Being a special teamer, being a kicker, it's difficult.
That's why I brought these guys now, because they get a chance to be lifted up and show a little appreciation to them, absolutely.
And, Coach, like you were talking about earlier, what you alluded to, I'm going to be so hard on this team, Coach. Y'all could come in here and win my 2 touchdowns, and I'm going to nitpick y'all because I know what this team's capable of now. After the first quarter of the night, when you're going up against a team, the mental toughness and edge you showed, you weren't intimidating. You came out there, like you said, you hit them in the mouth. I got high expectations for this team.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you can do that to the defending state champions and probably likely favorites this year, you can beat anybody on the schedule. I mean, we could be sitting in, where is it, Birmingham? Is that where they play the state champion? We're sitting there. I've got high expectations for this team. And what sets this team apart, too, is the mental toughness, being resilient. You always preach resilience. And this year, you really do have a resilient team. They want to be there. They're excited. And that's not a knock teams in the past, but, you know, you kind of look down on the sidelines sometimes, don't look like they're really excited to be here. But last year, you know, got D-Row injury. Those guys were. And then this team, too. And it's just so nice to see everybody being locked in and happy to be there.
I do believe they're locked in. But one thing I will say is, honestly, we know who we are. We have to take it one game at a time. The only people on our mind right now, we're not thinking about the end of the season. We're not thinking about brilliant. We're not thinking about the playoffs. What we're thinking about right now is Winterboro. That is what is on our mind. That's the focus. It's 1 week at a time.
Yeah, well, that's right, and you got to be focused on Winterboro. And, you know, Winterboro is a tough opponent. But even if you're playing an inferior opponent, you see what happened to Florida over the weekend. I mean, it happens. You look ahead, and that'll bite you. But we'll be back with more content from Coach Limbaugh. Looking forward to the matchup against Winterboro. This is the Coach's Cantina at La Costa.
Managing your finances has never been easier with Sycamore Federal Credit Union's mobile banking app. Access your accounts, transfer funds, and locate nearby ATMs all at the palm of your hand. Plus, with services like skip a payment twice a year and competitive loan rates, Sycamore offers flexibility and convenience to fit your lifestyle. Visit SycamoreFCU.com to learn more or download the app today. Sycamore Federal Credit Union. Let us cover your financial needs.
If you're tired of wandering around a big box store, get to Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga. These folks know their stuff and they know where it is. Need rafters? In stock. Looking for solid 28-foot lumber? They've got it and it's not damaged. For over 50 years, they've been helping home builders, farmers, and everyday folks get the job done right. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Are pests bothering you at home or work? Alabama Termite and Pest Control can help. Whether it's rodents, termites, bugs, or hornets, they'll handle it quickly and safely. Call 256-378-6903 for a free termite treatment estimate or stop by their office in Childersburg. Proudly serving Talladega, Coosa, and Southern Shelby counties. Don't let pests take over your space. Call Alabama Termite and Pest Control today and get your home back.
Welcome back. You're listening to the John Limbaugh Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network. Driven by Toyota of Sylacauga. Worth the drive and they'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Welcome back to the Coach's Cantina at La Costa Mexican Restaurant. Blake Bagley alongside Jacob Bassett, head coach John Limbaugh, punter Ever Oakland, and Nick Abar, the kicker for team. But they both do other stuff. That's just the primary positions. But speaking of student athletes, Allen Brew Markets gives a student athlete of the week every week, and Fettville's Savannah Thrower leads all classifications in volleyball with aces.
Oh, she's absolutely incredible.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really know what an ace is, but it sounds pretty important.
Yeah, that means she's taking a shot over the net and nobody can return.
For real?
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. That's see why she got student athlete of the week.
It's like, you know, tennis, the ace in tennis, you got ace in volleyball. But she is a ace person as well. She's a great student, a great person, and just, you know, kudos to her. So happy for her.
Well, the volleyball team is 15-2 right now. They are ranked number 4 in Class 1A right now.
Well, when you got the leader in aces, I don't know who 3 could be ranked ahead of. I mean, that don't make any sense. But they've already played 17 games. Well, I guess they play like 2 games per night. So I guess, okay, yeah, well, that makes sense. Let's say, wow, deeper in the season than we thought.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Coach, let's get our minds off of Wadley. Let's focus on Winterboro. I believe this is a winnable game for us. Coach Fawcett told me before we came on, if you can get your guys to buy in and believe in this thing, we can come out with a win Friday.
Well, our kids are already bought in because the kids understand who they are. We just got to do what we work on in practice on the field of play on Friday. Our focus, our intensity level has to be up there. Yes, you know, Winterboro's, they're good. When have you seen a Winterboro team that didn't have speed? You know, we've had some wins against Winterboro in the past, and we're looking forward to the game Friday. And a very competitive game it will be, but I'm looking for a great crowd. We want all of our fans to show up and be loud and proud in the stands and our student section to be loud. But it's going to be a lot of fun, and we want everybody to come out. And, you know, it's $10 is the best money you'll spend watching a high school football game ever.
You got to pay for parking, too.
Yeah, you got to pay for parking.
And it's military appreciation night.
It's military appreciation night, absolutely.
Does at least some of the proceeds from the $15 go towards the military appreciation?
Oh, yeah. We got to address the field and do a lot of things toward that end.
Is it going directly to the veterans, though?
Yes, because they get in free.
Okay, that's fair.
I'll take that. Well, what are some things that you've seen on film that kind of sticks out with Winterboro?
Speed. You know, like I said, their speed. They got a strong defense as well. Winterboro is Winterboro. From year to year, no matter who the coach is, Winterboro likes to get outside on you. They like to get that edge. And they're looking for green grass because they got athletes. And we understand that, and we know that. And, you know, we've worked toward everything that we see on film, how to counter that. So we had a good game plan going last week. We just couldn't stick with that game plan. You know, we tried to, Jacob, but it kind of got away from us. But this week we hope we keep things intact and controllable, manageable. And, you know, we got a burn clock. You know, it's no secret we don't want to keep their offense off the field. We want to burn the clock. And we'll see where we go with it.
Ever, you know, talking about a lot of speed and guys that want to get to the outside, and without giving away too much of your strategy, where are you wanting to place this ball on these punts? Because you don't want to punt it out of bounds, because then obviously wherever it goes out in the air. But, I mean, what's your strategy? Do you want, well, just in general, I guess, do you want a low line drive to a good returner, or do you want one with more hang time?
I usually have a conversation with the coach before the game. Either he wants me to line drive it to have a good roll on it, or he wants me to just hang it up there in the sky to give my guys a more of a chance to get down there and make the tackle. So whatever he's got in store for me, I just work on it.
I hear you. A field position will be very important in this game, especially if it went any way like it did last year. And speaking of last year, we were at these guys' field, which unfortunately, took a hit in the spring. Hopefully they can get that rebuilt in a timely manner and, even upgrade, get a little bit better field to go with the school. But, Coach, we were hanging with them. I think we were the down 7 or up 7 in the third quarter, and that's when that little bug called an injury bug just started stinging everybody on the Wolves team, and then the season fell apart from there. Yeah. So you got to take kind of that same game plan in tonight. I mean, Friday night. What's your message to the team coming into this game?
Well, message to the team is this: be resilient. Don't let your highs get too high, your lows get too low, but be resilient. Be able to counter what they bring at you. They score a touchdown, we got to score a touchdown, and then we got to score again. So we want to stay a step ahead of them in all aspects. That's the deal. And put what we've learned in practice and what we've done in practice, put it into play during the course of the game. Execute what you've been taught. Execute.
Well,
we got to wrap up on tackles too.
That's right, and we can see that execution. Pregame starts at 6:30 Friday night from FarmLinks Field on the Federal Sports Network, followed by live game coverage at 7 from FarmLinks Field. Me and Jacob on the call this Friday. I'm predicting a Wolves win. I think they're riding high after that first quarter performance. Give me Wolves by 14, man.
Yeah, I definitely agree. We saw some very bright spots Friday night. Coming out firing on all cylinders. If we can do that for four quarters, we shouldn't have any trouble with them, much less anybody else we play.
Yep, I agree.
So 28-14.
28-14. I'm going to go 36-22. Yep, because I know they ain't going to have a kicker. So they just going to be going for two and then not going for, missing a two and then get another two-point conversion. That puts them right at 22. But, Jacob, our favorite segment at the end of the show where we all show how smart we are about football and how dumb we are and don't need to be picking games.
I feel like we need an intro music for this.
We do.
We're going to have to talk to our producer and David McCurley. First game I have, we have Nick's a Bama fan, so we'll start with the Bama game first. This is a big game for Bama. Surprisingly enough, you're talking about an Alabama football coach on the hot seat now.
Yeah.
Within, the booster club and all that, they're used to winning. They did what they did with ULM last week. They lost to Florida State. This is a game that could make or break the season. I'm going to say Bama's going to win this.
This is Alabama's last guaranteed victory until, is it Wofford or something? And they'll get up for this one. They'll win it easily, I think.
I just don't understand why he's on the hot seat. I mean, really.
Think about the school we're talking about.
Yeah, that's true.
He's a good football coach. I'm a football coach fan myself, but I think Alabama does win this one.
Yep, I agree.
I don't think Wisconsin should be taken lightly, but I think I'll stick with Alabama. Alabama's just one of those programs that figures it out when it matters.
Yep.
I'm going to say Bama by 3 scores. I think that Wisconsin might get something together, and then Bama's going to shut them down.
That's what I thought would happen at Florida State, too, and it didn't. But I agree. I agree with you.
The next game, Ole Miss is probably in my top 5 favorite teams. You can ask Brittany. I always pull for them no matter who they play. They have a tough one this week. Sam Pittman is on the hot seat, if you ask any pundit out there, playing for his career or job at Arkansas. I'm on the Lane train, not just because I like them, but I think Ole Miss is playing good football early, and I think they'll come out with a win.
Give me the Razorbacks, man. I'm going all in on.
No, it's Lane Kiffin. He's a really good coach. He can get that offense pumped up and get them going, and it's going to be Ole Miss.
I've seen Lane Kiffin struggle against some of those teams that he shouldn't struggle against, but I'm going to still say Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
All right. I'm on an island. That's what's up.
Probably the number 2 biggest game of the weekend. We'll get to the biggest game here shortly. Texas A&M travels to South Bend to play Notre Dame. You already know who I'm picking because I'm never going to pick against them. But Notre Dame lost a heartbreaker in week 1. I think they're going to bounce back. This is their second game of the season. They'll come out 1-1 after this one.
Texas A&M had a good coach, and then they fired him and hired Jimbo Fisher. Okay, they hired Jimbo Fisher, who had a good season out of the ACC. They hired him. He couldn't perform in big games, could never go more than 8-4. Then they fired him, hired another guy from the ACC that had a good season that can't get up for big games. He couldn't even beat Auburn at night when they were 4-7 or 4-6, 5-6, whatever the record was going into the game. Give me Notre Dame. Lloyd Carr's grandson, man. Yeah, make me with that.
I hate to pull against the SEC, but touchdown Jesus on this one.
Yep.
I'm going to have to say, I think Notre Dame is very good and very competitive. They have probably one of the best running attacks in the nation right now, but I'm going to have to pull for Texas A&M.
I'm going to take Texas A&M as well. This is SEC ball we're talking about. I don't even know what conference Notre Dame's in.
They don't even have a conference.
No, but you would group them with the Big Ten, and Big Ten's best conference.
Or the ACC. They're in the ACC.
That's true.
And everything
That's true.
Else. My dark horse to win the SEC this year, if it's not Georgia or Tennessee or LSU, could very well be South Carolina. I like Shane Beamer. He's kind of a shadow of his dad. I know he doesn't like living in that shadow. You know, he wants to be his own guy. He's even said that. But the games at Williams-Brice, Vanderbilt don't stand a chance in this.
Man, I'm going to say, like I said last week, New Mexico is where Diego Pavia came from, or New Mexico State.
New Mexico State.
All right. We're at La Costa Mexican Restaurant. I ain't finna pick against Diego Pavia. Give me the Commodores in this one.
Well, he's a great quarterback. I'm going to agree with you. I think it's going to be a great ball game. I'm going South Carolina.
I think it's going to be a great ball game as well, but I'm going to have to go with Diego Pavia. He's just a dominant guy.
Yeah, you pick Vanderbilt. Yeah, he's coming back.
Okay, I'm going to take Vanderbilt with the upset.
Okay, yeah. Not the only one.
All right, probably one of the favorites to win the national championship this year, Brian Kelly, and LSU host Florida. The Florida Gators, Florida did what they did Saturday, which wasn't much. Florida goes to Death Valley, and they're going to leave Death Valley with a loss.
The reason Florida lost that game is because they pulled an Auburn when they lost New Mexico State. Auburn practiced 2 weeks for Alabama and did not prepare for New Mexico State, and it bit them. Florida did not practice for South Florida because they knew this game was coming up. I'm going to go Florida with an upset at Death Valley.
You know, I'm going to tell you, I don't like either one of the teams. at all. I don't like LSU at all. But I do like LSU's quarterback. And he's a person of faith. I like him. And that's the only reason I'm going to go with LSU, because of that reason, and it's home. And I just don't have a lot of belief in Florida.
Yeah, I'm not a believer in LSU. I think, they have the history of choking in the big moments. And they did win their season opener, but I think Florida's going to come out with a win.
Both teams didn't look great last week, but I believe that Florida is going to have a comeback game and end up getting the dub here.
All right. One of the most unsung rivalries in college football. You know, back in the late 2000s, like 2007, 2008, this was the game to watch on a Thursday night on ESPN. Pitt versus West Virginia. This game's at West Virginia right now. And I'm going to go with West Virginia.
Man, bro, West Virginia lost to Ohio. Give me Pitt by like 3 touchdowns, man.
I got to go with Blake with on this. I'm going to go Pitt.
The backyard brawl, a classic, but I'm going to have to go Mountaineers, West Virginia.
I don't know much about either of these teams, but I'm going to stick with Mr. Blake over here and take Pitt.
Well, we're on a country music
station. It was Ohio, not Ohio State, for those out there listening.
We're on a country music station. West Virginia's Brad Paisley's favorite team. Brad Paisley's my favorite guitar, so, you know.
Very talented, very underrated.
All right, last pick, game of the week. Good old Rocky Top, Tate Ratledge, you know, the former lineman at Georgia, said, forget Athens. This is a tough place to play no matter what team you are, no matter how bad Tennessee is. They're going to get loud on Rocky Top. Give me Georgia.
Man, Tennessee got robbed from a night game on this one. This one should have been a night game because Florida's not ranked. You got to have the ranked matchup at 6:30. I want to pick Tennessee. I really do. But I'm not going to pick against baby Nick Saban. Give me Georgia. They always find a way to win these games.
I'm a true Auburn fan. I don't like anything Georgia has. I got to go against Georgia always. And I'm picking Tennessee. Tennessee all the way.
I cannot get behind the Tennessee fandom. I can't stand Tennessee, if I'm being quite honest, so I'm going to go with Georgia.
I'm going to take Tennessee.
All right, well, that's all I have. I do have one thing I need to make mention. Our good friend Josh Pedoras, keep his family in your thoughts and prayers. He lost his grandmother this week. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he'll be with me on the call when we play Donahoe here in a few weeks. So just keep Poto and his family in your thoughts and prayers this week.
Blake, I got to say something. As much as these guys that are Alabama fans and all don't like Tennessee, Coach Limbaugh's right. I don't like Georgia. If they were playing Afghanistan, I'd put a turban on my head.
Well, David, I wanted to say something talking about hating those teams because they're Auburn fans. Auburn inside the top 25 for the first time since week 10 of 2021.
It scares me. But I did want to say something before we get off the air to Coach Limbaugh, because a few weeks ago, I don't know if you all heard this, but a few weeks ago you started out in week zero with Childersburg and you got a good win, and want to congratulate y'all. But this week at practice, that big old number six that gave y'all fits in the secondary, he gave his life to Jesus Christ this week and got baptized in front of the team before practice.
Now that's what it's all about.
That's a true victory right there.
Absolutely.
I just had to say that for Coach Zediker, because he's not only, you know, trying to make that program better, but like you do every day, you're trying to make these guys better fathers, better husbands, better people.
That's the goal. That's what it's all about.
That's right. Well, this has been the Coach's Cantina at La Costa. They're open till I believe it's a 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Nine o'clock.
Open till 11 on Friday.
Oh, yes, they open till 11 on Fridays. 9 o'clock on Wednesdays. I promise you, you'll catch me here every Wednesday to eat this food for the Coach's show. Catch us pregame coverage 6:30 from FarmLinks Field Friday night as the Wolves take on the visiting Winterboro Bulldogs, followed by live game coverage at 7. This has been the Coach's Cantina.